Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 3:30.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 3:30. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. Several days ago, someone asked me if I wanted to instantly and exponentially build my Instagram following to beat out competitors. If so, he would gladly do it for me, for a fee, of course. I said no thanks. Social media encourages us to get as many likes, friends, and followers as we can. The more followers we have, the more well-known our name becomes. The more well-known our name, the more others will take notice of us and hear our message. That's one thing if our message turns others' hearts toward Jesus. But if our motivation is solely about seeking recognition to make ourselves look great, then we need to think twice. We can learn a lot by looking at John the Baptist's example. Within the context of today's verse, John was busy preaching about the coming Messiah, and men and women were coming to him to be baptized. His was a thriving ministry until Jesus and his disciples showed up nearby, and John's followers began asking Jesus to baptize them. This turn of events didn't sit well with John's disciples. A spirit of jealousy and competitiveness crept in. When they complained to John that people were following Jesus instead of him, he surprised them with his response. John recognized that God's purpose for his life was not to make a name for himself and develop a personal following, but to make Jesus' name famous and encourage others to follow him. Competition and jealousy had no place in his heart. Humility was his trademark. He knew that if his ministry turned people toward Jesus, then he was fulfilling his God-given mandate, and that brought him joy. He said, "You yourselves know how plainly I told you I am not the Messiah. I'm only here to prepare the way for him. It is the bridegroom who marries the bride, and the bridegroom's friend is simply glad to stand with him and hear his vows. Therefore, I am filled with joy at his success. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." My friend, God's purpose for us is not that we make a name for ourselves and develop a personal following of people devoted to us. Our purpose is to make Jesus' name known and to encourage others to devotedly follow him. He must become greater and greater, more and more significant. And we must become less and less. So what does this look like for us? Well, here are a few practical ways that we can make Jesus greater. First, let's guard against the spirit of competition or jealousy. When others experience success in their kingdom-building endeavors, let's cheer them on and ask God to increase their opportunities and effectiveness. Let's support and bless those who are encouraging others to follow Jesus. Let's join them in making Jesus greater. Second, let's surrender our personal agenda to Jesus as he surrendered his will to the Heavenly Father. A few hours before his arrest and crucifixion, he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." For Jesus, surrender meant dying a painful death on the cross for our sake. But that's not how the story ended. Surrender ultimately brought glory to God when Jesus rose from the dead. As it did for Jesus, God's will for us might involve pain, but surrendering ourselves to him ultimately brings him glory as others see him work in and around us through our circumstances. Jesus is made greater when he receives glory through our surrender. Third, let's ask the Holy Spirit to fill and control us. When he's in charge, our lives reflect his character. Galatians 5 says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Consistently demonstrating these character qualities is not the norm, especially when we're under pressure. People watch us, and they may wonder what makes us different. They may even ask the question. When they do, let's tell them about Jesus and his ability to transform us. Sharing the good news makes Jesus greater. Fourth, let's pray for others in need, and let's do so on the spot. If you're like me, you find it easy to promise to pray for someone who's expressed a need, but then quickly forget to follow through. I find it helpful to stop right there and then and to pray. This might be in person, or it might be over the phone or by email. Praying with and for others directs people's thoughts to Jesus. It reminds them of his presence and care for them, and this makes him greater. Finally, let's celebrate Jesus' involvement in our lives. We celebrate birthday parties, so why not acknowledge spiritual birthdays? Let's get together with family and friends to celebrate answers to prayer and evidences of Jesus' faithfulness to us. Marking his activity in our lives keeps us mindful of his grace and of reasons for gratitude, and all of this makes him greater. Jesus must become greater and greater, and we must become less and less. John the Baptist expressed this truth, and it still applies to us today. We're not here to make ourselves look great and develop a loyal following. We're here to make Jesus great and encourage others to loyally follow him. May I pray for you today? Jesus, we are here to serve you. Please guard us from selfish motives. Help us surrender our personal agendas to you and to embrace your will even when it hurts. Fill and control us with your Holy Spirit so others see Jesus in us, especially when we're under pressure. Remind us to pray for others so they'll be reminded of your presence and care, and make us eager to celebrate your activity in our lives. You must become greater and greater, and we must become less and less, because you are God and we are not. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.